You're now listening to Red Saves the Black with Gina and Jared.
First band was Promising Tomorrow out of Sacramento, California, with the song 4 Years and Nothing to Show. You can check them out at purevolume.com/promisingtomorrow. Why? It's such a great thing. I wonder if you're talking about college. 4 years
or
and nothing
high school.
To show. Or if you have Animal House, the best 7 years of your life.
Was that one in Van Wilder, too?
That was probably in every movie that made fun of
college life.
College lifestyle, which is sweet. You kick back and play video games and eat White Castle.
Yeah.
And adjust your glasses, apparently. So, yeah, I can...
I'm wearing my glasses right now. It's kind of lame, but whatever.
I think it's kind of funny that band's name's Promising Tomorrow. Like, nice and optimistic sounding, and then the name of the song's 4 Years. And nothing
yeah.
to show.
Yeah.
So they're out of Sacramento, California. And, yes, thank you again for tuning in to another episode of Red Faces of Black Radio. And,
We're here watching Office Space.
I was just
going to
say that. We're slightly distracted because the modern masterpiece of a film, Office Space, is on TV.
But it's on mute, so we're just kind of...
Oh, look, it's the O-Face guy.
Lip-reading.
See, we should just
he's doing it right now.
Oh!
Oh, that's great.
Oh, Mike Judge is a genius with this movie. I remember watching it when, like, it first came out, and, you know, we were, like, 14 or something when it came out, maybe 15, mm-hmm. and, like, watching it, like, it was still funny, even though nobody, like, none of us working in an office at, like, 14, you know,
yeah.
it was still, like, relatable and just amusing. We could just do the whole show where we're just watching it on mute and doing running commentary of it.
We could, but nobody would care.
We could be like
they could just go watch it themselves.
You could if you...
Put the volume on.
Or you could just rent it or buy it or own it. I used to own it.
Is the part where they beat the copy machine?
See, this is a classic part of Office Space right here. They take the old copy machine out to the field and just do like a mobster style beating the crap out of it. And they got the hip-hop music playing and...
Except that it's on mute.
And the one guy freaks out and they have to like pull him back.
Wait, I should the best. Put it on real quick.
So this is Riff Face the Black watching Office Space and playing metal.
Here we go.
And now we're listening to the scene where they beat the crap out of the office equipment.
I don't think they can hear it.
I don't think it matters.
I have it low.
I think I like Samir. Going to go to jail forever and there's no conjugal visits. I like that guy.
That's because they're all like suit and ties and they're so angry.
Michael Bolton. That looks like it hurts punching the crap out of a machine.
Yeah,
I love it. He's so angry.
Well, he was the last one to be shown like using it with it like
I love
screwed
it.
Up. And
he's like dragging the cables. And he goes for it again. Modern masterpiece of film right there.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, Office Space.
Right, I'll put it back on mute.
And of course, the Toyota Corolla right there.
Yeah.
So nothing like Office Space and another dancing and drinking. And so, Samir's breakdancing in a purple shirt. What if we just did this for the whole half hour?
That would be horrible, so you should play a song or something.
You see the little thing with the shoulders? What type of dance is that?
That's the...
It's like a turtle dance.
Turtle dance, I guess.
Your head up. So anyway... We're going to continue watching Office Space on mute while we record this lovely episode.
Probably.
And we're going to play another band so we can watch Office Space not on mute for a few minutes. So this next band is At Arm's Length out of Colorado. You can check them out at purevolume.com/@armslengthco. And the name of the song is King of Kings. Yeah, so we probably shouldn't sit and watch Office Space while trying to do the show.
That's right. It's
because it's kind of distracting.
It. Just don't look at it.
I can't. It's that guy.
Stop it.
Looks like a friend of ours.
What?
Yeah, friend Matt. He's generic. He looks like everybody.
Yeah, you're right.
He looks like Max Payne, the video game character. He looks like the guy in Office Space. Here's the O-Face guy.
O-Face.
See?
Stop talking about it. I'm going to turn it off.
We were watching CSI earlier. And
yeah.
That can get distracting as well. What did you turn it off for?
This is true, because you are distracted.
How about those Sega Genesis video games we were playing last night?
Or like Mutant.
Mutant League Football, which we talked about before in the show a few weeks ago, yeah. Where they run around and kill each other. Or Tecmo Super Bowl, which was kind of lame. I'm a fan of Madden myself, you know.
Yeah.
Of course. And yeah, Gina's touching my nose inappropriately.
Inappropriately? I'm touching it.
How?
Because I feel like.
You're going to give me a nosebleed. Bleed all over your face.
That's only if I, like, punch you in the face.
Well, what if you punch me in the face?
With my little finger here.
What?
I can't do that.
Did you say, did you know it's
this
mostly...
This is going to go down in history as the lamest show ever.
But did you know that, speaking of punching people in the face, that it's mostly a myth that you can, punch somebody in the nose a certain way to dislodge part of their, nose and shove it into their brain?
That's not a myth.
I don't know, they did it. They did one of those, like... To see, like, the likelihood of it, and they said it's, like, really,
It's difficult to do, but it's not a myth.
It's near impossible.
But it's not a myth. It's still, you know, able to be done.
Well, yeah, but it's still pretty, like, odd and out there.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm fixing my braces.
You're, like, fidgeting?
I am fidgeting. I'm fidgety today.
Why are you... You're, like, a little kid.
I am.
I need to, like, make you, I don't know. We'll whore you out on the show.
No.
We'll get more ratings by dressing you in scantily clad clothing.
Nope.
And having you whore around with all those metal people out there.
Nope.
No? Not a good idea?
Sorry.
Not yet.
Not yet.
No, you won't. You won't sell your body, show off your body for the red face, the black cause?
Nope.
Why not?
Because
why?
Because.
Okay. Because we should probably play another song.
We're going to play like 10 songs if we do that.
That'd be sweet, wouldn't it? But we just played all songs the whole time. There was no talking.
We don't have enough songs for that.
We're just like, Red Face Black, and then here's a bunch of songs.
We only have two more left, correct?
No, we should get Johnny Conn on the
Wait,
show.
Wait, we have more than two left?
We have three left.
Oh, so we
Uno,
three?
Dos, tres.
Good, counting.
But then you gotta pick out more. And to all of you out there, of course, if you have bands and underground bands in your area that you think are awesome and we should check out, feel free to send us to that. Send us.
Feel free to send us to them.
Yeah, just mail us over in a box, you know. We'll send Gina Express.
No.
But yeah, you can email us at redfacedblack@hotmail.com with any bands. And of course our MySpace page, myspace.com/RFTBradio. And all the other pages we have. Don't give me that face.
No face.
So yeah, send us bands and make our job easier.
Yeah.
And all that good stuff. And we're closing in on the 10,000 friend mark on MySpace. Yay. One day we'll be at 1 million, 10 million. And we try to go for like the quality ads versus like the, there's a MySpace for a TV show. Let's add that. Or there's a MySpace for a spam person. I can't stand those things. You know, the girls and like the picture is like, you get 10 friend requests from 10 different accounts that spam because it's the same girl in a bikini on every one.
And like, meet singles and chat with me now.
Singles?
Singles?
Oh.
What is a single?
I don't know. That's why I repeated it in a questioning manner.
A single?
I don't know. I've been on MySpace maybe 3 times in my life.
Yeah, Gina doesn't frequent our MySpace. I'm on there every day, though.
I've been on more than that, but I'd say I go on Red Face the Black website maybe once every 2 weeks.
I go on like once a day.
I know.
I don't know. I get tired of like the free ringtone crap. Like free ringtones.
I go on more when Jared like messes around with it and he sends me the link every 5 seconds to go back on it to see if something changed.
Yeah, there you go.
That was like 3 hours of my night one time.
Every you should go on there
minutes,
and talk to
Jared
the people.
Jared sent it to me and was like, what does this do? What about now? What about now? What does it look like now? How about now? How about now? How about now? How about now? I was like, oh no, I hate this.
But you could go on there and talk to the people.
Who am I going to talk to?
I don't know. I talk to people on MySpace, some of our listeners.
You like
some
thank
random people.
Them for,
I've conversed with them and get bands and find awesome stuff like that. A lot of people are excited. And
I'm not a very good conversationalist.
One kid on MySpace commented, metal up our ass.
Metal up our ass?
Metal up our ass. That's a good thing.
Oh, I don't really think
Gina
I
enjoys that.
I don't think I would just really enjoy metal up my ass.
Well, it depends. Is it the music or is
or
it the object?
Or anything hardcore up my ass.
A rock. I just had a mental image of a stone like walking up your ass.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And with that, we're going to play another song. This next band is out of Port Orchard, Washington. The name of the song is Dear Negain. You
what?
Can check them out at
sure?
purevolume.com/claymore. Was Claymore, and we're trying to figure out the exact name of the song because it looks like Dear Negania.
No, not
but
Negania,
I don't know who the hell would name their kid Negania.
No, Negana. Do you see an extra I at the end? No.
Yeah, Negania.
No, Negana.
What are you pointing at? I can't see you pointing.
Negaina. It's not Nia.
Negania?
Negana.
Oh.
Pronounce it?
Nagania.
No,
who
stop,
cares?
Because you're... you have like an IQ of a peanut. You like pronounce it as...
I like peanuts. Nagania.
Thank you.
They don't care.
The people whose song it is might...
Sure, they're listening.
I mean, at least I'm, you know, maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong, but at least I'm not adding extra letters and syllables into it.
Nagania. So, yeah, we went to a... We're talking about stuff. We're like, what can we talk about to end up the show? And we went to the Philadelphia International Car Show the other day.
When did it become a Philadelphia International Car Show?
Because if you look at the advertisements, it's the Philadelphia International Car Show.
Really?
Uh-huh. Because it's international. Because cars come from all over the world.
Hmm.
And it's based in Philadelphia.
Oh.
Which is where we are.
Ah.
Thus, that's why we went.
Thus.
We go every year. And essentially, it's like a giant car dealership, and you get to sit in cars and touch cars. But only some cars.
It's pretty cool.
You can't touch it.
You just get to, like, watch.
You can't touch, like, the custom cars or the Bentleys. They put them up on pedestals. People are like, ooh, ah. I did get to see the new Camaro convertible concept car, so that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, Jared came all over the place.
I did. I used to have a Camaro. And Camaros are great. Should be a pretty sweet car. They had a Corvette hanging from the ceiling.
And a Hummer.
And a Hummer on top of a little building. So it's always entertaining to see. And, I don't know, I would assume they have car shows all over the world. And I would assume some of these cars travel. The really weird cars were like those stupid little smart cars.
They're fantastic.
I guess you can't say they're stupid because all you in Europe and I believe have them. But, I don't know. My friend Zach said it's like a roller skate on wheels.
It is. It's like a pregnant roller skate.
Roller skate on wheels.
They just seem like so out of place here in America.
Yeah, I don't think it's, like they were advertising it. It's great coming to America.
One of my friends, when we were like 16 or 17, she had her first car was a Festiva, 1989.
Sounds like something
Festiva,
out of Seinfeld.
That was what my dad called it. He called it a pregnant roller skate.
That's great.
Because that's what it looked like, I mean.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't seem like a smart car, roller skate on wheels, would do well in America where there's Hummers and giant SUVs.
And trucks
Bentleys.
The size of, like,
and pickup trucks
blocks.
The size of my room, yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. A lot of people over there in Europe enjoy it, so.
It's cute. I remember taking pictures of them when I was in Europe.
They're not crazy like some of us over here that drive the Hummers, and everybody has to have them. And I don't know. It was a standard car show. There were some cool cars.
I enjoyed it.
Some crappy cars. Plenty of overpriced cars. Some ridiculously customized cars that were like million-dollar cars.
Well, yeah.
That you can't even use because they're like a millimeter off the ground.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
And they cost like $1 million. So, yeah.
We saw one that was like camo colored. There was another one that faded from purple to pink or something.
We just changed our name to Purple Fades to Pink.
Purple Fades to Pink.
And it had a little stutter there. The purple.
The batteries.
See, Gina likes throwing in the stand up comedy every once in a while. Who is that again?
Dimitri Martin.
Dimitri Martin person.
Why they don't have B batteries because it's A, it's AA, and it's AAA because there's no B because you wouldn't be able to tell if somebody was stuttering or not. Or if you're asking for B batteries or if they just have a stutter and they're like, B batteries?
The what? The B batteries, please.
Or if they said something else was the D batteries, they don't have D batteries because...
The foreigners?
Yeah, that's it.
I suspect foreigners have trouble asking for D batteries. Yes, can I have D batteries? Dimitri Martin, look him up.
Oh, Dimitri Martin.
I like how we go like ADD, like in the show. We're talking about cars, and you're like, D batteries. And then I thought of D. Snyder from Twisted Sister because...
Oh, that's what you were watching that.
He was on TV, and wow, Twisted Sister in their prime, all the makeup that guy used to wear.
Nuts.
That's ridiculous.
It doesn't seem to make sense.
And then without it, when he has got his glasses on and the hair slicked back, he kind of looks like Joe Camel. A cartoon character from that they used to use for Camel cigarettes.
I thought it was a camel.
Joe Camel. It was a camel. But if you look at Dee Snyder and you look at Joe Camel, there's
an
eerie resemblance.
Camel?
Well, you know, I don't know.
Whatever.
Maybe he smoked a lot of cigarettes. No, he's just got the glasses. He's got the long face. You know, and he's got the hair. And he's Joe Camel. Don't worry, I'm sure Dee Snyder's not listening.
Well, it's not like you're saying anything mean about him.
It twisted. Wow, the 80s. So many things went wrong.
Yeah.
And yet we came out of the 80s.
Yeah, but I was like 5 when the 80s ended, so...
Can you imagine the music fans of when that's all they had? When hair metal was big. Like, I don't have a problem with hair metal, or people who are fans of hair metal. But imagine when that was like the dominant music of like the musical and, you know, entertainment landscape.
And now we have emo.
Yeah. That's a shame. I was so excited. There's this hardcore band in our area called CDC. You may have heard of them. And they had this awesome t-shirt with their logo on the front and broken emo glasses on the back that said, "Stop whining." And I wanted to buy it and went away for a while. And now it's back, but not in my size. But I was like, that's the best t-shirt ever. Whether you listen to metal or not, whether you listen to hardcore or not, and even if you listen to emo or not, you know it's directed at those, like, the ultra emo kids.
It's just funny.
And not just the emo music, but the, you know, I thought it was great, the broken glasses. And inside their D is a little guy with boxing gloves.
Really?
Yeah. They also, CDC, the same band out of Lansdale, Pennsylvania, they have another t-shirt that I thought was funny because it shows, like, a little scrawny kid all, like, hip-hop and pimped out. He's got, like, the baggy clothes on and the hat, and he's all, like, cowering because there's this giant, like, hardcore kid in the background who looks like a Popeye on steroids.
That's awesome.
And it says, "Get away, Nard." It was fantastic. So that's another band that we support and you should check out. I believe their site is myspace.com/CDC.
Is there anything else? CDC band? Music? Nothing?
CDC. I think they had a website that was, like, cdcvictory.tk. But I don't know. They're actually getting quite big, and they have quite a national following.
Well, they're out of Lansdale if you want to Google it.
Apparently Lansdowne, well, keeps getting up there. They've traveled to Europe already and stuff.
Really?
It's pretty impressive.
That's pretty nice.
Very cool for the underground. And we managed to survive talking 6 full minutes or so without sounding like complete idiots.
I feel like the second half of the show was a lot better than the first.
I think it's because we were
warming
up. Probably
because we were half distracted with the office space and I turned it off. So now
I think it's just because we're on a different schedule. We're recording the show on a different day than we usually did, you know?
No, I think it was just Office Space.
So, damn you, Office Space.
Like, watch it and watch it.
Damn you, Mike Judge.
Oh, and radio show.
So, we apologize for the first half. Hopefully the second half was better, and hopefully next week's show will be even better.
What is this?
I do motions. I move. I could be like one of those guys on SportsCenter.
Yeah, but you're like...
In John Madden.
Like,
let me circle Gina's face.
And you're like all the way over here. Oh, like the dish commercials?
See, ADD. Let me give you something.
Like the George Bush and the John Madden.
Frank Kelly and the comedian.
Doing it. Yeah, it was awesome.
We should just change our show to like comedy stand-up. We'll just play clips of comedians intertwined with metal.
Recordify?
Recordification? So anyway, thank you again for tuning in. Mm-hmm. And check out all the great bands we feature, as always.
What's our last band?
I was going to look and you stole the book.
Imperial? Or is that the wrong one?
No, I don't know. Maybe lose my page.
No, I thought it was... No.
Oh, you're right, it is. Oh, there you go, yeah, so...
Yeah.
So, anyway, this last band is Imperial. You can check them out at myspace.com/Imperial. They're out of Orlando, Florida.
And I think if I can read,
my handwriting?
Yeah, it's Washed Upon a Nameless Shore.
Yes.
You have this little side note down here.
Oh, yes, this band, unfortunately, somebody broke into their studio, and not only stole half their equipment, also stole their computer with all their final recordings of their new CD on it. And they're a pretty big band in the underground. But they still need a little bit of help because...
Because that's horrible, and why would you need to do that to somebody?
Yeah, who break... Well, they knew it was a studio, and they just took their computers.
I know.
So check them out, myspace.com/Imperial. Buy some of their merchandise.
Yes.
And enjoy this last song. Lie, 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 lie
Now what's gonna save you now?